Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
How, what, where, when, why to write your goals today on PD Sundays. I am Stacey A. Cross. There's no E in it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy that you've reached out to me and you're letting me know that you love the show, PD Sundays. I love that you love the show. Now subscribe on YouTube to show me that you love the show and support. Share it to your friends, share it to your network, because you're always added to my network, ladies and gentlemen. And as I'm looking out my window, it's all about goals today. How to write them, where to write them, when to write them. When to write them is every day. You want to write them twice a day. As soon as you lay down, before you go to sleep, you write your goals down. And as soon as you get up, before you brush your teeth, you write your goals down. Now, this is developing a high motive and high discipline. These actions will not only let you reach your goals quicker, but the byproduct, of course, is discipline. And who doesn't want more discipline and habit? How do you write them? Ladies and gentlemen, this question has been asked. How do you write your goals down? My answer, with a pen, a piece of paper, the Comfort Killers Journal. Here's the shameless plug right here for the Comfort Killers Journal product. Jump on thecomfortkillers.com, head over to the store, and purchase yourself a Comfort Killers Journal where you could actually write your goals down Comfort Killer style for $24.97. Go grab yourself a Comfort Killers Journal right now, and we ship quick. For the time being, you got a pen and you got a piece of paper, or you got a legal pad that's down beside your bed, and this is how you write your goals. You write them as if you already attained them. You write them as if they are already achieved, because baby, the universe gotta work for you. So instead of I want to lose 50 pounds, you put on there, I'm at my perfect body weight. And you put the weight because you already attained it. You're happy. The universe says, oh, we already got this for her. Knowing damn well, you didn't attain shit. But the thing is, the universe will make sure that with proper action, backed by consistency, you will get exactly what you deserve. So instead of putting, I want to own real estate, you put, I own 500 apartment units now. So what are some great goals? What do you put inside your Comfort Killer Journal every morning and every night? How do you formulate the goals? I already told you how. Now it's a matter of what. Well, what's important to you? I think the three scopes of life is health, wealth, and happiness. Health, wealth, and happiness, education, skill, personal development, and legacy. And I can help you with that. All you have to do is, again, go to thecomfortkillers.com, go to the store page, and get 2017 war plan. See, I developed my goals and strategy in a war, kind of military-like, strategize and tactful with it. So if you could be totally unrealistic with it, but at the same time, you need that plan. What, under what criteria do I make my goals? Health, wealth, happiness, make them all. And we can help you with that. The 2017 war plan is available right now. Just head over to thecomfortkillers.com, baby. What about where? Where do you write your goals? I already told you. Out of bed, you get it done. In bed, you get it done. And why? This is the most important. This is where a minute or so will take the show out. Why? Why do you want to have goals? Have you ever walked up to someone and said, hey, listen, what do you want? And they have no idea. They don't know what they want in life. Those people are walking around out of control. You're right. Out of control. They don't even see an opportunity because they have nothing lined up to see. You want to have specific. You want to be walking through life with an purpose, with an intent. And trust me, your goals are going to change from time to time, from month to month. You, as soon as you achieve them, you knock it out. You want something better. You want something greater. The problem is we're satisfied and we're comfortable. Once you get unsatisfied, once you are craving discomfort, once you want success so bad that it's in your bottom lip, every day you get up, baby, you won't even brush your teeth because you want to taste it. You want to feel it. It is engulfed in inside of you, and that's because you have a goal. Walk around and ask 5 people today what their goals are. But since it's Sunday, Don't watch football. Ask your spouse. Ask your friends. Pick up the phone. Ask your mother. What are their goals? Bet you they don't have any. It's PD Sundays, baby, and we care about our goals. We care about where we're going, because if we're on track and on purpose, we use the goals as measurement. We use every day as measurement, and we are so disciplined into creating the life that we want. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time on PD Sundays.